information leader, WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
So I'm very excited to have in studio this morning Paula Boy. And the reason I say this is because we got connected actually, what, a couple of months ago. It was at the Bigelow Tea Stony Creek launch party when they had brought their products together and made two brews. And your last name stuck out to me immediately because it's one of those that is like unique. And it turns out that I was at Laurelton the same time as one of your sons. And so we got connected and we start talking about work because that's natural. And I learned that you are the chief manufacturing officer in the state of Connecticut. I thought that's a really interesting title. I don't really know what that means. And you shared that you are not only the only one in Connecticut, but in the entire country, Paul.
That's correct, Melissa. Absolutely. So Connecticut is the only state with a chief manufacturing officer.
And we have him here in studio. So first of all, welcome. Thank you so much for coming on to WICC.
Thank you.
What is your job? What is that?
So my job was created by the legislature and Governor Ned Lamont to grow and support the manufacturing sector in the state of Connecticut. That really is my broad job description. So I chair the Manufacturing Innovation Fund, which is a fund that we have where we have money that we invest in manufacturing. Since 2015, we've invested $100 million.
Wow.
But what I do essentially is I am. I go out and listen to manufacturers and listen to what their concerns are. And then I come back and through the Manufacturing Innovation Fund and through the Office of Manufacturing, I create programs that help solve problems for manufacturers so they can do what they do best. And that is make their products and hire people and give them life-changing careers. So I just really kind of make it easy for people to do business in Connecticut if you're a manufacturer.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I know that we're a big manufacturing state, so I understand why Connecticut has this, but I'm kind of shocked that no other states have created a rule like yours. Any idea?
I can't really speak for the other states, but in Connecticut, you know, we have 4,368 manufacturers, and
right,
we're a very
huge,
small state. And the average size of a manufacturer is small. It's 20 to 25 employees. So when you think of that, and we're making, you know, we make the most sophisticated machines in the world, right? We make helicopters at Sikorsky and jet engines for the F-35 fighter. We make the F-135 engine. We make submarines, mm-hmm. medical device companies in Connecticut. We have chemical processing companies. It is a significant part of our economy in manufacturing. But because it's so fragmented, the creation of the Office of Manufacturing really gives the voice to those smaller manufacturers. So as Governor Lamont likes to say, you know, manufacturers have a voice at the table.
Yeah.
Right? They have a voice in his administration where I'm appointed by the governor, work for the governor. And so, you know, I have direct access to the governor and the governor's staff so that he can make sure that he's keeping his finger on the pulse of manufacturing because it's so important to our state.
It is so important. And so give us an example, if you don't mind, Paul, like what would be a program or something that you have suggested recently, let's just say, to a company, especially because we know we're having a very hard time attracting people to this industry and hiring. That's been a real problem lately.
Yeah. So I just completed the manufacturing strategic plan for the state. And so it's basically three pillars: workforce growth, development, and workforce innovation is one pillar. Second is supply chain resiliency. The third is industry growth, but it's all built on a foundation of innovation. So again, going out and listening to manufacturers and what their issues are, workforce is number one. And when you look at workforce development, we have a very good workforce development system in the state. In fact, we have the best workforce development system in the country. And those aren't my words. Kevin Graney, the president of Electric Boat, called Connecticut's workforce development system a national treasure. So we really have to focus on workforce growth and workforce innovation. And workforce growth is how do we get people back into the workforce? How do we provide them with affordable housing or childcare or transportation or other ways that we can get folks back into high-paying, life-changing jobs in manufacturing? And then how can we drive innovation like robotics and automation in the manufacturing sector to replace the work that we can't find people for? So the part of the strategic plan, there are basically 20 initiatives that are being that my office is handling through the strategic plan.
Wow.
That are really focused on how do we grow the workforce? How do we help the manufacturers reduce costs mm-hmm. of doing business through what we call supply chain resiliency? How we help them drive innovation within the manufacturing sector and how we help them grow.
So how did you get this job? Because you're the first one we've ever had, right?
No, I'm actually the second.
Oh, you're the second.
I am the
okay.
second. So the job was created in 2019 by the legislature.
Okay.
The governor appointed Colin Cooper as our first chief manufacturing officer. Colin was retiring from the Whitcraft Group, which is an aerospace manufacturing company, and he told the governor he'd give him a two-year commitment. So
okay.
at the time, I was running Carey Manufacturing. I was the general manager of Carey Manufacturing and started to get more involved in the manufacturing sector with a lot of different projects that were happening around Industry 4.0 and workforce development, a lot of the key issues. So I got to know Colin pretty well. And when we learned that Colin was retiring, I just raised my hand and said, you know, I think I'd like to be the chief manufacturing officer. And everybody else agreed, which was great. So I was appointed in February in 2022 as Connecticut's second chief manufacturing officer.
So is that something that people have to vote for, or is that something you could stay in until you don't want to serve anymore?
So I serve at the pleasure of the governor.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So election night was an interesting night as I was sitting there. My wife kept saying, "You doing okay?" Because, you know, when your job depends upon somebody winning
right.
an election, it can get a little but there certainly was no doubt. But so I serve at the pleasure of the governor. And so, you know, at least I have a job as long as the governor has a job. So.
Yeah, no, I think. Well, I just think that's so interesting. And I mean, technically, if they wanted to, they could then extend you again, like whoever the next administration would be. They could technically bring you in, or is it that you would stay as
yeah.
long as Lamont is in office?
My job is a competency-based appointment. And
okay.
what I mean by that is that the criteria for this job is you have to have run a manufacturing business in the state of Connecticut. So they wanted somebody that understood what a 25, 50-person, 100-person manufacturing
sure.
company goes through on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to be able to be comfortable with, you know, the president of Sikorsky, the president of Electric Boat, the president of Pratt & Whitney, and be able to
no big
work
deal.
Very closely with them, right? So
right.
you have to really move, you know, you really have to move from the boardroom to the break room kind of and have
yeah.
those kinds of skills. So they really look for somebody that's run a manufacturing business, somebody that has good kind of interpersonal skills because it's a very public-facing job. So it's not like you can just pick anybody to do the job. And
yeah.
so, yeah. So,
so I guess my question then, Paul, would be what are your goals before his term is up? What are some of the things you want to accomplish in the time that you're in this position?
So in the strategic plan, we have two really big goals, right? One is to increase the state's GDP contribution of manufacturing from 13% to 20%. And that's to do that by 2029. So it'll last longer than the administration.
Great.
And the other piece is to grow the workforce by 4% every year till we get to about 200. We have 161,000 people that work in manufacturing, want to get to about 230,000 by 2030. So all of my strategies are really around those goals, right? How do we generate more manufacturing business in the state? And how do we get more people hired into jobs that we're going to need to be able to do that business? And so the strategic plan is built all around that. And we measure progress on an annual basis. So those are my two benchmarks. Right now, we're 13% of the GDP. If I'm at 13.5 next year, I'm moving in the right direction. If I'm
Absolutely.
At 12, I'm not. Right. And
right.
So those are some things that we can measure. And then all of my strategic initiatives all have objectives, you know, key performance indicators and measurements that basically say, listen, this is where we're going. You know, for example, we launched a Hearts and Minds advertising campaign to be able to change the perception of manufacturing in Connecticut. Most people think it's dark, dirty, and dangerous,
mm-hmm.
and it's really not. It's really
right.
high-tech. It's very clean. It's very green. And so it really is focusing to change the hearts and minds of middle school kids and high school kids and guidance counselors and parents to basically say a career in manufacturing is really – it's a life-changing career, and it's a multi-generational life-changing because
mm-hmm.
wages are very high in manufacturing, and there's tremendous opportunities for growth and to continue learning in manufacturing.
Yeah, and it's so innovative, and I love the fact that you're kind of changing the image. That's something I talk a lot about with our business experts on the show, and when I hear about these events where you can learn more about it and college kids and things like that, I think I'm glad because it's so archaic the way that we look at manufacturing, and it's just not really that anymore. So I love that you're doing that. Is there a website or anything, Paul, if people wanted to see what opportunities are out there, if they wanted to learn more about the manufacturing sector of things in Connecticut, where would they go or what would you suggest?
So we do. The Office of Manufacturing has a website. It's pretty simple. It's manufacturing.ct.gov. So manufacturing.ct.gov, it has all of our programs on there. And Melissa, we launched a very exciting program in March 1st, and that is our Manufacturing Ambassador Program. So as I travel across the state and I meet with manufacturers, there's two things that I discovered. Number one is that most people don't understand truly what we make in Connecticut and the great companies that we have here, and they make up a lot of things. Like they'll say things like manufacturing's leaving Connecticut, which in fact is not true. It's growing in Connecticut, and it's growing quite well. And then people would come up to me and say, Paul, how can I help you? Really love what you're doing. Love your passion. Love your energy. How can I help? So I created a Manufacturing Ambassador Program. And the Ambassador Program is open to anybody who's passionate about manufacturing and would like to help me change hearts and minds and would like to help me spread the word about how great manufacturing is in Connecticut. So if you go to the manufacturing.ct.gov website, you'll be able to find the ambassador program, and then in the ambassador program, you can register to become an ambassador, and that's where you'll learn all the great things that are happening about manufacturing.
That is awesome. And Paul, I think what you do is amazing, and I'm so honored to have you in studio. I'm glad we got to meet. Paul Lavoie, again, is the Chief Manufacturing Officer for the state of Connecticut and the only one in this role in the entire country. Paul, thank you for coming in studio. I appreciate your time.
Melissa, it's great to see you again. Thank you.
Great to see you, too. Again, Paul Lavoie here on WICC. Let's go to traffic and weather. You are listening to Melissa.